Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are with attorney Chris Grover. And Chris, obviously there's been a lot of talks about the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo and this idea that it could be going for bankruptcy. You know, when people think of bankruptcy, you know, they kind of think of the Monopoly game, right? It's the end of the line for you. But what would a bankruptcy just mean for the Diocese of Buffalo? Is it the end of the line for them?
Well, so you really have to think about the different types of bankruptcies. It's my understanding that similar to the Rochester Diocese, we would be looking at a Chapter 11, which is the reorganization of a business rather than a full liquidation. So the bankruptcy petition basically outlines the company, in this case the diocese, the company's assets, their liabilities, potential judgments, those types of things. So really they have to lay out what their assets are, how they derive their income, what liabilities they have, whether it be debts or, in this case, potential and current lawsuits. So now, they're really looking at a strategy toward, Chapter 11 really looks toward a strategy to stay in business and to manage the debt and to have the bankruptcy court make a decision on that.
Are there any interesting wrinkles with the diocese itself, because it's a church entity as opposed to, say, you know, a private company that goes into bankruptcy?
Not to my knowledge. I think that it would be treated much the same as any other business filing for bankruptcy.
So what's then the likelihood that the diocese would have to, say, sell off some of their properties as a result of bankruptcy?
It's really unknown until the petition comes out. Everything has to be decided by a judge. So they're going to be looking at what the strategy is. The creditors sometimes have the opportunity to get together and approve different things. So there's still a lot to be ironed out here.
Gotcha. And you know, what's, I guess, your understanding of what a bankruptcy could mean for the lawsuits that are being filed under the Child Victims Act?
Well, they're no longer going to, everything's going to have to be approved. So settlements, any negotiations, all those things are going to have to be approved by a bankruptcy judge. It's my understanding that the parties aren't necessarily, they're going to have to submit all of that information to the Chapter 11, bankruptcy and have to get it approved that way.
So does that mean, let's say the diocese then files for bankruptcy, I mean, could new lawsuits still be filed under the Child Victims Act? I know there's a one-year window, but, you know, does bankruptcy essentially just add another step for them?
Yeah, I mean, if the claim arises before the bankruptcy, so similar to, it's my understanding that most of these cases came about a number of years ago as far as decades ago. So I think that they would still be allowed, but I think that would be a case-by-case basis as well.
Okay, but if the bankruptcy happens and then a lawsuit gets filed, that could still happen, though? It would just follow the same protocol?
Yeah, because technically the lawsuit then, the lawsuit itself might have not have been filed before the bankruptcy, but the claim arose years ago.
Okay, I think I understand you on that one. And my last question for you, Chris, is, I mean, generally speaking, you know, I know this is something you deal with a lot, but how long do bankruptcies last?
With Chapter 11, they can last quite a long time. It's really unknown. A lot needs to be ironed out. There are protocols that have to be put into place that really need to be approved by, you know, multiple parties. They need to go through the full system.
Awesome, Chris. Great stuff.
So it could take years.
Okay. Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.